The Peacock joins the smear campaign. If misinformation reporter Brandi Zadrozny is the best hit artist NBC News has left on its roster, it might be time to shutter the network. NBC's Brandi Zadrozny wrote, "After over a year, the House committee investigating researchers and their work on disinformation has yet to produce tangible results. Public hearings have not yielded actionable evidence that the federal government has weaponized. There have been no legal wins and no legislation has been passed." Zadrozny in the same article said that until recently, people like Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, Elon Musk and I have been extraordinarily successful in fighting what we call the censorship machine. Adding, in the past 2 years, government efforts to respond to disinformation have been shuttered. Yet the same efforts, in the same time period, yielded no tangible results. This is NBC News. Who edits these people? Regarding no legal wins and no legislation, as Jordan's committee noted Monday, the House passed the Protecting Speech from Government Interference Act last year, and the Censorship Accountability Act recently passed in committee. If you want to argue a bill not yet signed into law doesn't count as passed legislation, fine, but no legal wins? The Murthy v. Missouri censorship lawsuit before the Supreme Court is there because four federal judges already ruled government agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are likely in violation of the First Amendment. Does NBC mean no legal wins, except the ones that sent the issue to the Supreme Court? Those cases came in addition to a long list of developments, like the NIH freezing a $150 million content flagging program, the shutdown of singing censor Nina Jankowicz's infamous Disinformation Governance Board idea, even cuts to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, budget, all of which are at the center of innumerable mawkish media freakouts over the recent slowing of state censorship programs. Such pieces often feature a photo of a disinformation researcher looking sad. The Washington Post has done at least three. Even Zadrozny's new effort is headlined, "The Disinformation War Has Taken a Toll, but Researchers Feel a Shift." But apparently not a tangible toll. The New York Times, 60 Minutes, and NBC now have all rushed out hit jobs against Republicans and their allies who have exposed government censorship programs, denouncing right-wing efforts by conservative activists to halt critical investigative work. Apparently, I'm part of those efforts. I've never voted Republican or donated to conservative causes, and hold no right-wing views. Why not just add a half-line like, "as well as traditional free speech liberals," to be more accurate? No good. This would threaten the central thesis of all these pieces, that only conspiracy-mongering Republican allies could have...